Hello, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with NCBA Chief Veterinarian Officer Dr. Kathy Simmons joining us in just a moment.
It's true that the bigger your farm equipment gets, the faster you can feed the world. But it's also true that bigger equipment means bigger repair bills. In fact, replacing just one high-tech transmission could set you back $60,000. But not if you protect your investment with Cenex Petroleum Products and the Total Protection Plan for up to 10 years of coverage. The Cenex Total Protection Plan already protects thousands of pieces of equipment. Why not yours? Hear what farmers say about the plan at Cenex.com. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Next time you find a good deal on farm equipment, make sure you get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for AgDirect financing at your farm equipment dealer. Along with highly competitive rates, AgDirect features easy applications and fast credit decisions, too. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, be sure to ask your dealer for AgDirect financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Contact your local AgDirect dealer for details.
We're talking today with the Chief Veterinarian for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Dr. Kathy Simmons. Let's talk a little bit about where we are right now in this ongoing process with the antibiotics that we use for our animals. It seems that the industry, the producing side, the producer side, but also the animal health drug companies and government have kind of come to some agreement on where we're headed.
Yes, I think that's right. As you well know, the Food and Drug Administration has put out voluntary guidance 209 and 213, which looks to take these medically important antibiotics in feed and water and make those not available for growth promotion uses or what they feel are not necessary use in that regard. They are still going to be available for treatment, control, and prevention uses to maintain animal health under the oversight of a veterinarian. And what this involves is it involves the drug companies who have these products changing the labels to get rid of growth promotion and to utilize these other uses. And these label changes will make this a legal and binding use of these drugs. So even though it says it's voluntary, it is voluntary by these drug companies to have decided to change their labels. All of the drug companies have agreed to change their labels. And once these label changes take place and after the implementation date, which at this point is December 12th, 2016, these drugs will only be available under veterinary oversight. And for feed, that would be a veterinary feed directive. At this point, it is not a widely used vehicle for accession of these type of drugs. So it will mean a change for the producers and a change for the veterinarians in how these drugs are accessed.
What if you say there's a change, what will the change really be for that cattle producer that's buying feed, for example?
I think the cattle producer will now need a veterinary client-patient relationship to get these medications. I think whereas before you may have driven to the feed store, you may have put a medicated mineral mix in the back of the truck and you may have gone on, now you're going to need to have one of these veterinary feed directives. It will be written for a group of cattle at a specific location for a time period. Accessibility will be there. There will just need to be a little bit more planning to get that.
So that traceability, I guess, of how that drug is being used is a part of the plan then?
Certainly, I think that is a part of the plan, but I think the biggest part of the plan is to move towards judicious use where you have veterinary oversight and you have thoughtful consideration for all of these uses.
A key thing that Dr. Simmons said, while this is a voluntary program, once the labels are changed, it's a mandated use by producers. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The Noble Foundation is proud to present the 2015 Texoma Cattlemen's Conference on Saturday, March 21st at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event is prosperity, volatility, and sustainability. The Texoma Cattlemen's Conference will feature cutting-edge information on beef sustainability, ag credit, risk management, and the cattle outlook. For more information, go to www.noble.org/agevents or call Maggie Scott at 580-224-6375.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.